AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The names of the victims were read today in Oklahoma City.
Our dad, Mickey B. Maroney.
Victims 20 years ago today of the bombing of the Donald Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. Bill Clinton was president at the time. Cynthia, he was at today's remembrance, saying the people in Oklahoma City took the high road.
You had to choose far-sighted love over blind hatred. You had to choose to redeem your terrible losses by beginning again.
168 people were killed. Timothy McVeigh, an Army veteran with strong anti-government views, was executed for carrying out the bombing. His accomplice, Terry Nichols, is serving life in prison. A crowded fishing boat that one survivor said carried 700 migrants capsized overnight north of Libya. 24 people are confirmed dead. United Nations refugee chief for South Europe is Laurent Zoll.
Another boat arrived and was leaving and capsized resulting in the death of probably hundreds of people.
The search continues. Migrants have aimed for Europe's shores for many years, fleeing war, persecution, and conflict in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. The Islamic State group has released a video that claims to show the executions of two men identified as Ethiopian Christians captured in Libya. The AP's Joseph Krauss is in Cairo.
The two executions are shown in simultaneous footage that switches back and forth, with one of the groups of captives shot dead and the other group beheaded on a beach.
Evacuation orders have been lifted for people living near a wildfire that broke out near a Southern California dam. The Riverside County Fire Department reports the evacuations were lifted early today. The orders cover about 300 homes. The fire is about 15% contained. This is AP Radio News. Hillary Clinton visits New Hampshire this week, her first trip since announcing she is running for the Democratic presidential nomination. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill says Clinton has some important work to do.
What she's shown this week is she wants to go out one-on-one and make sure she is listening to the American people about their fears and frustrations. I think the way she's going about this campaign shows she's not interested in a coronation either.
McCaskill was on ABC's This Week. The number one movie at the box office is still Fast and Furious.
Hook 'em up. Brian, Tez, blow it.
Fast and Furious 7 has slowed down a bit, but it still brought in enough to be the top movie for the third straight week. Paul Blart: Mall Cop 2 finished a close second, and Universal's low-budget thriller Unfriended finished third. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.